Now, here's a question I've been asked 1,000 times. How do you develop your self-esteem? Well, the fact is you know how, whether or not you have courage to speak up, which is step one, is a whole different issue. So if I said, like I'm going to, let's talk about self-esteem and how to develop it as I go through this, crossing the bridge, because you already know your bridges. If I said, so like, what boundary can you not maintain? Can you answer that? Can you identify a particular boundary of the self that you feel is continually violated? Because you're not able to look at someone and say, don't do that again. Or do you violate someone else's boundaries because what they do makes you so insecure that you have to chip away at their self-esteem in order to maintain an authority position over them? Okay, I've seen husbands do that to wives. I've seen wives do that to husbands. I've seen parents do that to children. And it's that whole ball game of keeping another person disempowered so that you can have the upper hand. When you ask, well, nobody tells us how to develop self-esteem. Yes, it's a cakewalk to know how to develop it. The journey is, do you want to? And can I ever make you want to? Is it possible to get somebody to the edge of the bridge and inspire them to walk over to the other side? I hope so. But the choice ultimately is yours,